a Jewish Journal article, Partition Plan Anniversary, SWU Festival of Lights, U Dinner. On November 28, a community-wide event marked the 75th anniversary of the United Nations Partition Plan of the British Mandate for Palestine. The educational ceremony was coordinated with the Consulate General of Israel in Los Angeles, Rabbi Pini Dunner of Beverly Hills Synagogue, and the Mensch Foundation's Stephen Geiger. It was held with the participation of the Simon Wiesenthal Center's Museum of Tolerance. Program participants discussed the historic significance of the 1947 UN Partition Plan. It was the first international recognition of the right of the Jewish people to a state of their own, Judea Pearl. One of the event organizers said, Pearl, 86, was 11 years old and living in Israel, then known as the British Mandate for Palestine, when the UN plan was adopted. For Jews living there at the time, including his family, this was like a peace agreement, local journalist Scott Jacobs said in an interview afterward. This was legitimizing their residence there. Jacobs, who runs JewTube.tv, emphasized how the anniversary of the UN Partition Plan was a significant occasion in Zionist history. Pearl and the Los Angeles community deserved credit for holding the event, he said. Who else does this in this country? Who else holds an event for November 29 as important as it is in Zionist history? Jacobs said. Only in LA. Additional speakers included Consul General of Israel in Los Angeles Hillel Neumann, Israeli-American actor and director Mike Burstyn, and Reverend Alexei Smith. Shalhavit High School students turned out. From left, Madi Friedman, Esther Renzer, Debbie Sidoff, Noah Tishby, Natty Sidoff, Roz Rothstein and Jerry Rothstein attend Stand With Us's annual Festival of Lights Gala. Photo by Jonah Light Photography. Israel Education Organization Stand With Us, SWU, welcomed more than 600 Israel supporters of all ages, faiths and political persuasions to its annual Festival of Lights Gala on December 4 at the Wilshire Ebel Theater. Celebrating its 21st anniversary, this year's theme for the nonprofit organization was Standing Together Against Antisemitism. The event was co-sponsored by board members Ellie and Bruce Letterman and Debbie and Natty Sidoff. Israel's special envoy for combating antisemitism Noah Tishby served as master of ceremonies and interviewed keynote speaker and award-winning journalist Madi Friedman. Comedian Elon Gold opened the evening. SWU CEO Roz Rothstein emphasized the importance of Stand With Us. The pro-Israel community advocate thanked the audience for their support. You can sleep better knowing that Stand With Us is working to face these challenges on all of our behalf, she said. With more than 170 international employees fighting anti-Semitism and supporting Israel, SWU is an international leader in the fight against anti-Semitism and in educating about Israel on campuses, in high schools, middle schools, on social media and in the community. The in-person event was live-streamed. To view a recording of the event, visit standwithus.com/full-gala. Yeshiva University President Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman speaks at the U Hanukkah dinner. Courtesy of Yeshiva University. Yeshiva University, U, announced it has raised $350 million toward its goal of raising $613 million over 5 years. U made the announcement about Rise Up, the campaign for 613 inches during its 98th annual Hanukkah dinner in New York on December 4. There were about 500 friends and supporters of U in the audience. Former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman and philanthropist Anita Zucker welcome guests to Yeshiva University's annual Hanukkah dinner. Courtesy of Yeshiva University. Thank you to all of our friends, alumni and supporters for their commitment to building the flagship Jewish university, U President and Rabbi Dr. Ari Berman said. Any student of history understands that today our greatest need is to educate the next generations to be leaders of tomorrow, deeply rooted in our Torah values and forward-focused to meet the challenges and realize the enormous opportunities of our times. In all of our metrics, national rankings, student enrollment, cutting-edge academic programs and career accomplishments of our graduates, Yeshiva University is on the rise. The dinner committee included U leaders from across the country, with Ingeborg and Ira Rennert serving as honorary chairs, and Anita Zuckerand, former U.S. Senator Joseph Lieberman as dinner chairs.